Let it be easy. So read the little note taped to the door by the previous tenant of the small cottage I used to inhabit. Let it be easy. As a personal credo, it seemed a little wimpy, and my first impulse was to remove it. But instead it became an affirmation. Except that affirmation seems far too muscular a term. It was more a gentle reminder that life is not necessarily difficult, that our beliefs about reality create our experience of it. Take France, please. Workers there receive, on average, 39 days of vacation each year, and use all but two of those days. In the United States, workers receive just 14 days of vacation each year, and neglect to use four. I understand that conservative Americans love to mock the French, but it's not obvious to me that enjoying three times more annual vacation is a sign of a failing culture. Or consider a decision made by humans about 10,000 years ago, that agriculture is a better way to make a living than hunting and gathering. Until recently, this was a largely unquestioned assumption, but archaeologists are now putting together a more disturbing picture of the switch from hunting and gathering to large-scale agriculture. Analysis of prehistoric trash middens, skeletons, and fecal remains shows that citizens in agricultural societies consumed fewer and lower quality calories than their foraging counterparts, were sicker and died sooner, and worked harder and for longer hours. And that is still the case. There are a few hunting-gathering societies in existence, such as the Kalahari Bushmen or the Hadza Nomads, and they only work, gather food that is, about 15 hours a week. In other words, these so-called primitive tribes have considerably more leisure than does the so-called developed world, and the work they do is more pleasant. After all, hunting and gathering are leisure activities in much of the world. So why do humans depend on agriculture and work so hard? One theory is that agriculture, because it produces a storable surplus of food, makes the existence of an elite aristocracy possible. In other words, warrior kings and their enforcers compelled others to work for them, and voila, agriculture was born. The situation is much the same today. Wealth polarization is greater now than ever before, and the world's 500 billionaires control as much wealth as the yearly income of the world's poorest 2.5 billion. So the warrior kings are still in charge, and they still want us to work hard so they don't have to. Historically, the solution for this dilemma has been violent revolution. But that seems like an awful lot of work, doesn't it? Perhaps a better approach is for all of us to work on our own attitudes a bit and, you know, let it be easy. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.